Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am recording from WTF Media Studios, Black-owned studio, chic, Soho, fancy as fuck. I have to say this, and I'm going to continue to say it. Subscribe to the YouTube, and without further ado, let me introduce my motherfucking guest, Young Gravy. Hi.
Hey, baby.
How are you?
We are out here in New York. I'm so blessed to be here. Man, shout out to Kendra Lush. Shout out to Sophia Franklin.
Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to call you Young. I'm going to call you Matt because your real name is Matthew.
People that are active on Facebook call me Young.
Okay.
People who know me personally call me Matt. And people who are somewhere in between call me Gravy.
Okay.
I prefer if you call me Matt or Matthew.
Can I call you Matt? That feels the most natural to me.
You call me Matthew Raymond, that's like, you know.
That's going to do some shit. We'll save that one for the end, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we are sipping on rosé. There's going to be whiskey involved in a minute. And let's fucking get into it. Because to be honest, Matt / Young Gravy.
Let's be honest.
/ Mr. Gravy. When I have guests on, I 99% of the time know exactly who they are, what the combo is going to be, what's up. You are like a big question mark. You're an enigma wrapped in a riddle. And I just need you to explain to me, who is Young Gravy? Who is he?
Enigma wrapped in a riddle. I like that. I like that sentence. Young Gravy.
I can be on one of your albums. I can write lyrics for you.
I can dig it. Young Gravy.
Aside from being a super successful fucking rapper, right? And a huge social media presence. And a huge dick. And really tall. And an amazing set of hair. Aside from those things, who are you?
Only thing you forgot was girth. But yes, I am from Minnesota. I'm a Midwest boy. I make rap music. I went to college. I like brunettes. I don't want to discriminate. I like everything. I'm tall. I meditate. I love old movies, old music.
Okay, you know what?
I'm just trying to name shit at this point.
No, I know. I fucking hate when people ask me that question. People are like, who's Sophia Franklin? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm me. I'm like doing whatever the fuck I'm doing.
You basically were like, yo, you're Young Gravy. And you're the rapper that is, you named everything that everyone knows about me. So now I'm just trying to pull out shit on my ass.
You're like, my favorite color is yellow. Yeah, I
hate yellow.
Siblings.
I hate yellow. My favorite color is pink or red. I went to college in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I get hoes. Did I say that I'm tall? I'm tall.
Yeah. I think we covered it. Yeah. You're also super fucking famous. I mean, I had to practically beg you to come on the show. I mean, it was like pulling teeth to get you here.
Not really. I was just horny and I saw your DM. I was like, what's up with it? You know, it wasn't too complicated.
No, I'm fucking around. You're a really busy guy.
I am a very busy guy. Yeah. But I prioritized you. So I'll just straight up. I had an ex-girlfriend who told me about the, what is it, the Gluck Gluck 3000 Or 9,000.
It can be either one. Either it depends one. How much of a pro you are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had an ex, and I could guarantee you it was the 9,000 in that case. Mm. Because she put me onto that, and I know that you were a big part in creating the Glock 9,000. Mm-hmm. So then I knew about you. I've been known about you since 2019. Mm-hmm. We spoke, and mm-hmm. I was like, it's time. It's time to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about dicks and pussies and all that.
Yeah. Let's do it. You kind of made it sound like you offered to give me the Gluck 9000, and I said, yeah, it's kind of how you made it sound.
Yeah, but you don't have a dick, so I couldn't really do that.
I was going to do it to you.
Oh, bad.
No, I'm not saying I was going to do it to you, but you made it sound that way. What makes a blowjob like fucking insane incredible? Makes you want to date that bitch. I love when I start talking like a guy for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
What makes you want to date a female or whoever? Because they,
if we're talking about specifically the head, I think dedication, aggression,
choke on the dick.
Sounds weird, but yes.
Tears coming out.
Yeah.
Choking. Just like, but at the same time acting like they would not want to be anywhere else. You know what I mean?
It's their favorite food.
Yeah. Favorite food. Your dick is an island in Hawaii.
Yeah. If it's their favorite food and.
But they're crying at the same time.
They're crying, but I'd like to believe that it's tears of joy.
Right.
Yeah.
No, of course. I mean, the tears just come from when you're, I mean, if you really want to know, for me, who I've done it before, the tears come from choking and deep throating, and it's a job. It's called a blowjob for a reason.
Yeah, and I think the closest thing that I could compare it to is getting punched in the fucking face. Because if you get punched in the nose, you will cry. It's weird because I hope that you don't think that sucking dick is like getting punched in the face, but no. But there are situations where you will tear up no matter what.
And absolutely.
Getting hit in the face in the nose is one of those.
Yeah.
Those tears are just a byproduct of your dedication.
Exactly. Die for that dick. I'm so glad we covered blowjobs right off the fucking bat.
Off the
Matthew.
Bat. Yep. Throat gang, mm-hmm. all that.
Throat gang.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up for all that.
Yes. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. What's the difference between Young Gravy and Matthew?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, that's interesting.
I honestly think that I am myself. Like my persona as a musician is myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean when I rap, some of the lyrics are, you know, bold, and you know, they're not always factual, you know.
Right.
I've talked about having 1,000 bitches in the whip. That's not physically possible. But I'm myself. I think I'm myself most of the time. The MILF shit isn't cap. All of it. It's not a lie. It's honest. I think I'm the same kid that I was growing up. Just a little bit more confidence in game,
mm-hmm.
and exposure.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of feel the same way. to be honest.
You're from?
Utah.
Utah, that's right. I'm from Minnesota. You're from Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel the same way. People ask me, like, you know, is that like a whole like spiel that you put on, whatever? No, honestly, no. I think it was the confidence, and I think it was just getting thrown into the industry, and it's evolved, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
So the MILF shit, let's talk about it.
All right, let's talk MILFs. Let's get it.
Because we have to get it out of the way.
Oh, is that kind of lust? Okay. Word up. All right. It's getting real.
I am joined by Young Gravy and Kendra Lust, who is FaceTiming me right now. How crazy is that, Gravy?
Oh, let's go, baby. Hello,
Kendra?
Everybody. There's Kendra.
I'm so sorry. I'm in the mountains. Like, really in the mountains.
No, Kendra, why are you that fucking hot? Stunning. Hotter in person.
Let me pull up. Come on now.
You want to talk to her?
I would love to speak with her.
All right. Go ahead. I'm going to hand it over to Gravy really quick.
You're beautiful, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone, hello, podcast. I'm FaceTiming my favorite porn star. Hi. Hi, Kendra. Thank you.
So what's up? Thank you for the shout out. Much appreciated.
I had to. I mean, you're top five, easily. Absolutely. You're in the Smoky Mountains, you said. Well, you know what, just for words of encouragement, when I was 11, I broke my leg ziplining, and when I was 18, I got arrested in the Smoky Mountains and went to jail. So, I have a lot of history there. It's a great place.
So, you know what, okay, so we might reconsider. I do like go-kart racing, so I might do that. It was, of course, the only way to get kicked off the track, so that's another story from the other day. We were literally banned from that place, so. But there's a ton out there, so we're gonna do it.
Beautiful. You got a whole family with you.
Can I get my turn by any chance?
It's my hubby's family, so.
So you have a husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Noted.
Anyways. He's like, oh no, you have to call in like that. So like, that's dope. Like, that's awesome.
How I sweet. Mean, we're How your sweet. Two biggest fans, Kendra.
We are.
I have it on lock. I mean, I haven't from the beginning. Kendra knows. Like, 4 or 5 years ago, I started talking about you on my podcast. You got me into porn. Like, you are the reason I was on Pornhub. Like, you are it. So when I found out Young Gravy over here was obsessed with you and you're in his top five, I was like, we got to bring her on.
I bust nuts to you. I got a lot of love for you.
I do as well.
It's healthy.
I think we almost
asked you. Yeah. Kendra, our real thing is, if you had to pick between the two of us, who are you picking? Look at him and then look at me.
Just so there's no bias, she's the one that asked the question, so you might be already biased to answer her, first of all. Also, okay. She has a husband, you know, so answering about a male may affect things.
Okay.
It doesn't affect. He's very... There's a separation between, like, banging and like intimacy, love, like all that stuff, whatever, but I don't want to get deep. I have always been, I think women are beautiful, and I admire like the beauty of a woman, so I would start with you, Sophia, and then, you know, we can always add a third.
And then we can
threesomes
add him
are
in.
Threesomes are dope.
Yeah. I love that. And so, I love how your husband, you know, it's like separation of church and state. It's two different things. Like, I love that. Maybe it will just be you and I, maybe the three, like, we'll figure it out.
I think more likely it'll be three of us and it'll be sensational. I think so too.
Kendra, thank you so fucking much. I swear to God, I've been talking about you for the last 5 years. You've seen me and all my clips. So thank you. And Young Gravy,
Kendra,
Matt,
we love you. I've been busting nuts to you for 5 years, but I finally mentioned you out loud yesterday and I'm glad that you noticed. So thank you.
Flattered, and you know, congrats to both of you on your success, and I look forward to like your upcoming projects and all that. So you've got my support all the way from the Smokies, even though they put his ass in jail. That's kind of fucked up, so don't know how much
love. Yeah, we'll get into that, we'll get to the bottom of that. Okay, Kendra, kisses, love you, bye.
You see, by like such a white girl. Bye.
I mean, I am. The reason I know you're into MILFs, because I know your music. I was listening to Betty, like, as I was getting ready, and I'm not just, that's not me, like, metaphorically sucking your dick. That's me actually listening to it. Exactly. No. Physically sucking it. That's what it was.
Can you name another song?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Good.
Literally, that's the only one I know. That's the one that's viral on TikTok, right? Catchy as fuck, though.
Thank you.
Does that annoy you when girls are like, I'm such a big fan, and then you ask them to name two or three songs, and they're like, the one on TikTok.
It's not like I ever really, like, actually questioned something like that. I just wanted to just now.
Well, I know that one, and I love it.
Thank you. I'm so touched. You know, there's a lot of fans that are just there on some horny shit, but that's okay. You know.
Horny shit? Did you say horny shit?
Horny shit. There's a lot of fans that I have. Where they're you know, they're pulling up on me wherever, and they're like, oh my god, like, you know, I don't even want to explain what they're saying to me, but like sometimes I'm just like, you know what, like, you're a fan for real? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, what's up? Like, name, like, spit a bar. Everyone knows Mr. Clean. Everyone knows Oops. Everyone knows Betty. And beyond that, nothing. Mr. Clean, he goes.
I was gonna say Mr. Clean because I did do my research.
Maybe make it splash like Pippin.
Yes, but I mean, does it?
No, I am bluffing. I'm sorry.
You want to just do it right now? Go for it. But I mean, does it really bother you if a fan can't name every song off an album?
Not at all.
You're fucking them. Like, yeah. who the fuck cares?
Okay, no. Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm not fucking a lot of fans.
Okay.
But I love a fan. If someone's coming up to me and they care enough to like really want to like take the time, take a picture, and they know my name, whatever it is, I love that. You know, respect to them. I'll take a picture. I'll do whatever it is. But if they know more than like a few songs, I mean, the people that buy tickets to my shows, when I do shows, I have a 20 song set list, and these kids know every song. So mm-hmm. I'm talking about like I do have a cult fan base. Yes. Hardcore.
Oh, I know. Fan base. I've seen it. I know.
I have like a crazy hardcore cult fan base. And those are the people that I really, that's what I love. I don't fuck fans. Not very often, you know?
Interesting. Why? Because you want them to like you for not your status?
No, it's not specifically
it's
that.
It's because I can't name more than one song.
No, it's not that. It's more like I just, you know, I'm really picky, and in a lot of these cities there's girls that I've either been with before, like an ex or something, where it's I just already have my bae, you know?
Yeah.
I already have Nashville Shorty. I already have Seattle Shorty, you know?
Okay, so one in every city.
No, that's not, that makes it sound really ratchet, but basically
No, not at all.
I am picky, and if I know if I'm, you know, on mm-hmm. that day, I need to bust a nut, you know, I know who I can trust.
Yeah, it's okay to have sex with multiple partners. We are sex positive up in this bitch, so.
And we are not chlamydia positive, we are sex positive.
We have been before, but you take one pill at Planned Parenthood and you're good to go. You've been there.
How many times have you been there?
Just once, actually. One time. Thought it was way worse than it was. Still, wrap it up. Whoever's fucking listening, sex should be, you know, done safely.
Wrapped.
So, you're not dating anyone. But kinda.
I mean, I have, like, good lady friends. Like, tight, like.
But you don't have one lady friend.
I have, like, lady friends where it's like, if I'm in your city, we're dating type shit.
Okay. So, you're, like, an athlete.
That sounds,
No.
I mean, I get athletic on stage, you know, I'm jumping around and doing all that, but
that's
but,
true.
But no, like I have girls that I really, really care about that are really good friends. And if I'm in their town, like I care more about them and I will dedicate my time to them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's weird because I'm a traveling artist.
Yeah.
But I would say it's weird to be like, oh, I have girlfriend here. It's more like best friends that I fuck.
This is really interesting to me because it's not like you are just fucking anything and everything, but you're also not monogamous, and you're this strange hybrid of they're girls in different cities, but they're all my girlfriends in a way. Like, I've never heard an artist or athlete or anyone with any type of clout or fame or anything talk about it that way.
I think part of it is just because I like to keep my, you know, I mean, I'm not going to mention any names. It's all on the low, and they get that, and we have a great time when we're together. But we all know it's like a lot of those girls would be like, you know what, if we lived in the same city, it could become something.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we can't. I'm busy with work, so.
You like to keep your circle close, right?
Yeah. Just girls that I really trust. Yeah.
You're not into the one night stand shit.
Depends.
Okay, here and there.
I've been there. Well, I have, but mostly not.
I mean, we all have. But I mean, that's like fascinating. I've never heard a guy talk about it in that way. It's like a new, we got to give that a name. Like,
is that like how do you feel about that? Because to me it feels dope, cuz it's like they know, like these girls, they know that there's another, you know, in that city or that city. And I think they all like it's cool. Like it's like, yo, we are tight. I wish we could be together, but I travel too much, and we are together when I'm there.
I think that's completely fair. And I think it's you having standards. And it's you being a good guy to some degree. You want to have that emotional connection. Maybe it's not your girlfriend or, you know, but like some type of connection. I get that. I want that when I sex. Honestly,
like, dude, I do get emotional sometimes, and those are the girls that I call where I'm like, you know, if I got to vent about something or whatever. Mm. Cheers on that.
Cheers on that.
Salute. Those girls, it's like, I don't know. I'll call them up, and when I'm there, and I'll bring them on tour for a little bit. I don't know. It's just like there's if I find someone that I really trust and I fuck with. They're, you know, part of the gang, part of the squad. It's almost like a homie.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Because I feel like a lot of, like, fuckboy, not that I'm comparing you to a fuckboy, because you're doing the complete opposite. You're real with these girls, right?
Completely honest.
And you let them know.
Get it. Yeah, they completely get it. They know
all
this. They're probably watching this and they're probably fans of you. They're probably hyped, you know?
I fucking love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I really respect you for saying that. Because usually fuckboys are out here, like, I tell these girls what they want to hear, but I have girls fucking everywhere, you know what I mean?
I'm completely honest with all of them. They know, and they are sweethearts, and obviously when I'm not there, they're doing their thing.
Right.
You know?
That's the key. That is the key. To go back to the initial conversation, are all of them MILFs?
No.
So it's a little bit of a shtick, the MILF thing. You can be real on Sophia the Neff.
Love MILFs. MILFs are great. But I mean, a lot of these girls are girls that I met in college or girls that I've known for a long time. People I grew up with, you know, exes. It's like, you know, the MILF opportunities weren't fully open until more lately. You know?
Okay.
I've been rapping about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first ever experiences was with a MILF. But at my age, the people that you interact with the most are most likely going to be around your age. I went to college right. town, you know?
Is that like a trust issue thing, or that you want to be fucking or surrounding yourself with people that you've known for a long time? Because I get that.
No, it's more like it's just people that like I actually would consider a relationship with, or people that like I care about enough where whether I call them like, you know, like you could be my girlfriend, or it's like you're the fucking homie. It's just people that like I respect enough and don't have to go do no research or like worry about, you know, people that I've known for a long time and just people that I trust, man. People that I trust. Yeah, I think that's important.
But you don't discriminate. Like you like a MILF.
I like a MILF. I don't discriminate. I like a MILF, and I'll still do a one night stand, you know, if you, me and Kendra Lusk, you know, link up.
That, I mean, I don't know if I would put that on the internet, like a, you know, a video on Pornhub. I don't think I would, but like that would go hard.
Yeah.
If we did decide
it would go
to do that.
Hard, like between us.
Between us.
Yeah, between us.
I would never put that shit on the internet. No offense to her, because she's fucking... As the fact is a reason I've came over 100 times. So, thank you, Kendra. For real. That's a big thing.
You're saying 100 of your nuts were because of her.
70.
But you're saying in total you've come over 100 times.
I mean, I've come well over 100 times. Okay, I'm just saying 70.
I thought you were totaling it out at 100.
No.
How many times have you come? Give me a number.
Probably 1,000. 2,000?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Come here. What's up?
Is that even a lot?
2,000 nuts? I think that's a pretty good amount.
How many have you had?
Probably less than that. Shit, how
many? No way.
You're my age.
Think about how many days are in a year.
Okay? 365.
Thank you.
Yes.
Think about nutting.
So 3 years.
Add that shit up.
So 3 years is about 1,000.
Yeah.
Days. That means if you nut 2,000 times, that means you jerk off every single day for 6 years.
I did not register the math. I'm sure someone can do the calculation.
That was correct math. So if you bust a nut every single day for 6 years straight, that's 2,000 nuts. Or comes or whatever, squirts, whatever the fuck
okay.
you want to call it. Yeah.
I think that's probably pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. But like for the past 6 years or just in general for your whole life?
No, my whole life.
Okay,
my
good.
Whole life.
Good. Because I'm on the same business. Dude, I have not nutted Balance. Every day for fucking.
No.
Yeah.
But you probably have nutted more than I have, and that's a fact. As a man, 100%. But
just because I'm a man?
Scientifically, the testosterone, like...
I like jerking off, but I actually took 3 months off jerking off.
Shut the... How?
I don't know. There's a problem out there that I've been hearing a lot about, which is this porn-induced, like... sexual issue. I don't know. I had a friend who had some issue with, he was watching too much porn, he was jerking off, and I've heard about No Nut on Reddit. There's a whole like No Nut deal. Oh, no fap, where it's like if you don't nut for a long time, you start like having more testosterone and all this shit. So actually, I think it was this year. At the start of the year, I didn't jerk off for a while. And I think like there's some power to that.
100%.
I've been watching porn lately, but like for a long time, I would just save up. I'd save up. I'd stock up, and I would only ever nut during sex and never jerk off.
I love that.
And it was cool, man. The girl was thankful. I was, you know, I had more testosterone. I was excited. It was a good time.
Right. I mean, maybe I'm generalizing, but for men... they tend to jack off or try to come more frequently than women.
Yes.
And it's just inevitable that it's going to fuck with their psyche a little bit more, right? And it fucks with your in real life girl is laying in your bed sex life. I've heard that from fucking every boyfriend I've had. And they were like, I needed to cut porn out for a little bit.
Because dudes are watching porn and they're skipping to every moment.
Yeah.
Which is impossible in real life. You can't be like, oh, let me jerk off for a second and then skip to this moment.
Right.
Where it's going to switch to this position. It's like, no, that's a whole process.
And this girl. And, oh, wait, this is kind of boring now. I want it this more intense and this crazier. And it's like, no, I totally get it. So.
So, yeah, busting nuts are cool. I think that's what we've come down to.
That's the fucking tagline. Busting
nuts
are
cool. But if you want to hold back, it's also very cool. Because you'll bust better nuts when you wait for a little bit.
I love that. I think all men and women is... I don't suggest it for women, really, because we already have such a hard time, like, coming. For men, I really do suggest taking a minute and maybe not coming.
How do you come the easiest? What, like, situation?
Womanizer. If I'm trying to just do, like, a quick, dirty, let's hurry and go, get off.
With a guy, what?
Oh, with a guy.
What makes you come the easiest? Is it, like, sitting on a face, or on a dick?
Anal, eating out. Getting eaten out. 100%. Do you like doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Noted.
Boyfriend?
Call my face up.
Noted. You know but saying? The thing is, I'm not a MILF is the issue. Well, what is a MILF? Do I have to have kids to be considered a MILF?
Do you have a pet?
A pet?
Do you have a dog or a cat?
I don't.
Do you have a fish?
I don't even have a fucking goldfish.
Do you have a refrigerator?
I have rent that I have to pay.
Do you have a refrigerator?
I do.
All right, that's a child.
All right. What up? Okay, so I'm a MILF.
Yeah.
Okay, very fucking interesting. What's the oldest you've gone?
48. I was 24, so that
That's not even, what?
It's not that old. I know. I'll just admit it right now. It was twice my age. I have a good friend who recently fucked a 70-year-old, and he said it was lit.
Would you go 70, do you think?
I'd try.
You would try?
I would try, yeah.
Really?
I feel like if I brought the right ingredients, like, you know, if I brought the right tools, you know what I'm saying, a little lubrication, mm-hmm. all that activity, I would try, you know, if it's a legend, if it's Jane Fonda, hell yeah.
What's that? You'll know this better than I do. Eminem line. When he's talking about jacking off with Jergens, you know.
Jacking off with Jergens, but the whole...
But the whole Viagra isn't working. Okay, I just schooled you. Maybe I should try to...
You said you just schooled me as I finished the line for you? Yeah.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. I'm about to ask you a question because my mom is also really hot. Oh, and I'm going to pull up a picture. Right. And oh, I need you. I need you to pick between me and her, and which one you would fuck slash date. And she's not. That's not like some Photoshop shit. She's
no. She looks hot. Just a weird like angle and pose and everything.
We need her turned around, bent over. Like I understand.
I don't think we need that. That's your mom. We don't need that.
But I feel like you don't want to like fuck shit up between the both of us. Like you're not even gonna go there.
So well, I guess it looks like you won.
Yeah, I guess I won by default. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. I'm a little nervous for the wedding and to have you guys.
I got another 24 hours in town. You know, we can. You know, yeah, we can plan.
We'll figure it out. But I'm a little nervous to like bring you around my mom because she is in town right now, like at my apartment. So
okay, but you won, so the mom is in.
Yeah, but I don't know when you come over and she's wearing something, and I'm like, I gotta go like pick the pizza up, and you guys are. It's just the two of you, and there's like candles. Like I don't know. Shit can happen.
Well, you know, we'll do like, what is it? Hypnosis therapy or something.
To make sure you don't cheat?
Yeah, or just to make, give me like a taste aversion to your mother.
A what?
A taste aversion. You know, in hypnosis therapy, basically they can put you under hypnosis and they can convince you, like your brain, that something specific is horrible to you, basically. So it's like, if people quit cigarettes, because of hypnosis therapy, people quit, I guess, meth, other things.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to make your mom the meth.
Okay, to you.
So we're going to find a hypnotist, put me under therapy, and your mom is the meth. And then I won't have to hit on her ever because you and me are together.
We make my mom the meth under hypnosis therapy and then we're fucking solid. I've been going to therapy since I was in diapers and I did one or two hypnosis therapy sessions because I started to have really, really bad panic attacks. I don't know if they worked. It was really interesting. I can't remember. I was like in high school, but I believe in it through and through.
Oh, it definitely, it's real. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm curious. What was therapy like when you were in diapers?
do I remember? Honestly, you know, like those Zen gardens, which by the way, I want to buy one for my apartment.
You mean like the little stands with the rocks.
Yeah. And you have the little rake, but it was a huge one. I just remember being
that's
in
some
there.
Rich person shit.
Yeah. I didn't grow up rich.
You didn't. Okay.
My therapist somehow was
sorry
able.
Sorry for the rich accusation.
No.
I mean that. Yeah.
My therapist was somehow able to afford a box with
rake.
Sand in it rake she found on the side of the road and some rocks. So
sounds like fucking Minnesota too. Yeah. Right, rake from the side of the road. Some amen. Right
yeah, on. But. I mean, I don't remember much from the diaper time, but I think it was really fucking good for me. I mean, I've been going to therapy for that long. Do you go to therapy now?
I've never been.
What?
What?
So just hypnosis, fuck the therapy?
Well, I haven't done hypnosis either. The thing is that my dad was a psychologist.
Oh.
Researcher. My mom was a psychiatrist.
Oh.
Retired now. So like I kind of grew up in a family of that, you know, like I don't know, I feel like my mental's always kind of been on point just from like general. I just came up with everything that was taught to me came from a space of like a lot of knowledge about the psyche and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, I haven't had therapy yet, but I want to go try it out, you know.
But I mean, do you think that was the most beneficial shit ever to have your parents in that field and you under their wing?
My parents are way older, so I mean, shit, by the time that I graduated high school, I mean, my dad died when I was 16, so I didn't get to see him retire. But my mom,
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. My mom retired in the last 3 years, and so I don't know, having way older parents, it's fucking dope. They had been through so much. My dad had already raised three kids. My mom I was her only kid. I fucking love my mom. I don't know. Shout out to my mom. I don't know. I love my parents, man. I'm so blessed. RIP my dad. Shout out to my fucking mom. Mm-hmm. I was very lucky to have them.
Yeah.
And basically, they were retired by the time I was out of college. So at this point, I'm the one mm-hmm. taking care of them.
Yeah.
Her.
So how old is your mom?
66.
Okay. See, we're on the same page when I start talking about my mom, and not in like a sexual way, which sounds fucked up, but like in a really my mom way, I want to start crying because I am so fucking close with her. I grew up with a single mom. My brother didn't come into the picture until I was like 11, 12. We're tight as fuck. She's the best.
Your brother's 12 years younger.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So I was kind of an only child too, right? And
same
then
dad?
I raised him. Different dads.
Different dad. Okay, gotcha.
And I raised him, right? If you're 11, 12.
Wow.
So you kind of have to do that.
My half siblings from my dad are in their 50s.
Mm.
They're all in their 50s. They all live like out here. They live like on the East Coast. Yeah. One of them is like a professional equestrian trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Teaches horses how to crip walk. And then and my half brother is a professor at Drake University,
mm-hmm.
teaching environmental science. And the third one, don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my family is awesome, man. My dad, I mentioned it recently, but my dad was a big insomnia researcher. He's born in 1933. In Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
Came over here when he was 21. Got taught at multiple universities.
So he's a genius.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely smarter than my ass. Insomnia was his specialty. And he was part of the team that invented the rumble strips.
Right. Explain what that is.
So basically, if you're on a highway in most of America, I believe it's like basically almost all over the country. If you veer off, there's these bumps that make this loud ass fucking noise. So it's for people that fall asleep while driving. And my dad helped invent that with the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota in like the 70s, 80s, something like that. My dad was a big part of that.
That's fucking nuts. Wait, he died when again?
When I was 16, so 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And is that still hard for you?
Still hard. There's a lot of things that I'd love to just talk to him about, and like, I know he'd be proud of me. And it's interesting because he was so much older that I don't think he would get it.
Yeah.
The hip hop shit.
Yeah.
I know that he'd be so proud.
Right.
So, yeah, I wish. Mm-hmm. I wish there was some way. And I don't know. I don't have a religion. I'm not really sure what to believe in. But if he is watching, I'm sure he's proud. And my mom is the fucking dopest. My mom and I are best friends. She is supportive of everything.
Yeah.
Guaranteed she'll watch this and be so hyped. And she'll be like, yo, you got to go fuck that girl. She'll be hyped about it. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a dad, so I don't know what it feels like to like wish or want that. But obsessed with my fucking mom. She's going to watch this same shit and be like, go I like that guy.
Dude. Yeah, okay, word. Good to know. Amen.
Daddy issues, good to know. 100%.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I want to leave off with one thing. Mm-hmm. And that is some TikTok drama. Wow, way to do a really elegant swerve, Sophia. We're talking about our moms, our dads, love, how intelligent.
Now we're getting into the TikTok.
And now all TikTok. Right. TikTok is deep. It could be deep.
Not really, but we're.
Okay. I mean, you have way more followers than I do, so I feel like you're on there a little bit more than I am.
I literally will just post a video of myself talking about a mom. It blows up. I don't know. TikTok's weird, man. I don't really get it, but.
I don't get it either.
I got love for it.
How do you not get it, but you have however many fucking millions of followers?
Because I just be myself and I just say some shit and people like it.
And you're hanging out with Gary Vee and Martha Stewart and Sophia Chief Keef
and all that bad bitches. Oh, right. Shit. A lot of that, I mean, most of that was before TikTok, so. Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't the TikTok that got you there.
But apparently it was TikTok that brought me to you.
I mean, the bond. It's just like fucking insane. I can't believe I'm 30 years old even talking about this. You and Addison Rae's mom.
Yes.
What's up with that? You hit her up.
She's hot.
She is hot.
She likes me. Her fucking ex-husband's crazy. It's all good.
Are you guys talking? Do you have a fling?
We have a fling.
Texting?
Basically, at this point, it's like I talk to her and like she's really sweet. She's a sweetheart. She's embarrassed about her ex-husband. It's hard for her. And I think that it's really rubbing off on Addison. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to Addison enough to know, but I just know that like Sherry seems to have the best intentions and basically Monty's fucking everything up, and you know, I just feel bad for Addison.
I know that
the mom cares a lot about her.
Yeah.
And hopefully it all works out. She's a sweetheart. She really is.
Addison, yeah.
Addison and Sherry.
And Sherry, yeah. I mean, from the few things I've seen, and again, I don't like to judge or comment from my seat and people on fucking social media, because that shit has absolutely happened to me. But that video Addison Rae's dad did pointed at you and like some shit that's gone on. I'm
one of him like kind of like flexing and being weird. Yeah, that shit was fucking weird.
And man, the growling and the calling you a white boy and then like stand like I don't know. But
he tried his best. He really did.
He needs to try less, I think. He needs to try less.
He tried really hard.
Yeah.
He put a lot of time into all that. And then it just did not pan out.
Yeah.
So you know what? I mean, shout out to him for trying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that your ex-wife is fucking with me now.
I thought we were fucking with each other. Oh, but I'm in the inner circle. I'll be like the New York City girl.
Sherry is public bay. Public bay. Yeah.
Ooh. Public bay. You know what? Maybe you and Sherry, honestly.
I got to pick a date for an event soon, so we'll see. If Martha Stewart doesn't come, it might be Sherry.
Well, anyway. Sherry, if you're listening, you can have him. Not that I don't love him to death, but I respect you and your daughter so much that I will gladly share. I'll share, just like with Kendra Lust. All right, Matt, it's been fucking incredible, but my listeners, who are my sleuths, and your fan base, gravy train,
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Gravy Train, yeah, correct.
Can you say "We Are the Sleuths" in the mic? Just so I can like use it on a track or something.
We are the Sleuths, baby. Yeah, baby, we are the Sleuths.
So, question, stories, advice, SOS, save our Sleuths. First question. Hi, Soph. I just recently started dating a guy. He's tall and incredibly successful. He's almost perfect, but he needs veneers. Bottom line, how do I drop a subtle but serious hint without hurting his feelings? I swear he has potential to be a solid 7. Help.
I'm supposed to answer this?
Yeah. It's a real thing. You ever met a girl you're obsessed with, but like the teeth, maybe something? No comment? I can take it over if you need me to.
I mean, my dad had fucked up teeth and he got veneers. I don't think he really wanted to, but he did.
Why did he get them?
And personally, for me, I grew up looking at his face with his normal teeth. And then he got veneers, and it got weird. It weirded me out.
Mm.
So personally, I think if you really fuck with someone, you learn to love how they look as they are.
Yeah.
Because my dad had normal teeth until I was like, I don't know, like 13. He got veneers, and then it was like a surprise to me. It never really like hit for me. So
yeah.
If she really cares about him, I mean, I'd say let him make his decision. If he cares enough about his teeth where he wants to get veneers, let him do it. But like,
yeah,
like I think that you might regret it if you tell him to change it and he becomes a whole different person.
I love that answer because I think as a society, it's fucking perfect lips and everything needs to be symmetrical and da 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 da. And I think if you don't have perfect teeth, character. You know, if you have something that's off character, that's like hard to come by these days.
Fake lips, all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, all that is like a little bit, I don't know.
I mean, I don't judge. I mean, come on. You fuck some girls with veneers or whatever.
What you got going on up there?
Literally nothing.
Nothing at all.
On my mom's life, nothing. But I will. But I will.
You're hot as fuck. Stop. Don't do it.
Just a little Botox.
No. Like, keep it.
No, Botox. Botox is the one thing that's chill.
You got nothing. You got nothing right now.
Zero.
I believe you. Just don't change it.
Anyways, whatever. This girl really asks us a question because she needs help. I think veneers, unless you really want them, you can get them. But
I feel like if y'all are close enough, ask him. I mean, just be straight up.
Can we offer like Invisalign? Like why the veneers? You know what I'm saying?
I'd say it depends on how long y'all have been together. But for real, like I grew up with my dad having one set of teeth. And then after 13 years, he changed it. It got weird. It creeped me out. I was like, man, I liked his fucked up teeth, you know?
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's character. What's cool about looking fucking exactly the same? It's a trend right now. All right. Hope that answered your question. Moving on to the next one. Hi, Sophia. I'm obsessed with you. Anyway, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about first dates. I'm going on my first real date this week, and most of my experience with guys has been really casual, LMAO. Does that mean like...
Does that mean that they fuck every time?
I think that yeah. Right. Yeah, something like that. I'm pretty confident and obviously I'm just going to be myself, but do you have any tips? Also, I'm expecting him to pay, but what do I say when the bill comes, if anything at all?
There's so many different questions there.
Let me break it down.
One more time.
Let's break it down.
Let's go step at a time. One step at a time.
So she's wondering if... Well, let's start with the last statement. When the bill comes, does she need to say something?
Who's balling harder? That's that's my question. Is he in a better financial situation or is she? I personally don't think that has anything to do with gender. It's like I pay for every date that I go on. That sounded a little douchey. No, I pay for every date that I go on because I want to be a gentleman, even if I know, I went on a date with a girl last week who I know is way richer than me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Like, fuck it. Like, I want to be that guy. You know, I'm going to do it. I force it. You know, that's kind of how all, like, you know, business people do. Like, oh, no, my car. Take my car.
Right.
You know, but with a girl, I don't think it has to be the guy that's spending the money. I think it's like, if she's balling out and like she's taking out a guy, like take a chance on him. If he's not, he doesn't have money, maybe he's a fucking great guy.
I disagree.
Disagree, because
I think the first few dates in a traditional woman, man, heteronormative date, guy picks up the bill the first few times.
Traditional guy, heteronormative. Describe what that means.
Man likes woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Normative. Woman likes man. What does normative mean? What's the normative part?
That it's the norm for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an average, like a date that, you know, has existed for forever. The classic date.
No, but I'm saying it's different if it's girl and girl, guy and guy. Like, there's different situations.
Mm-hmm.
MILF, Young Gravy. Like, there's let's say they're the same age. Let's not complicate shit. I think the dude should pay for the first few times, and then once you guys have established you actually like each other, then whoever makes more pays.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I wouldn't disagree. I personally have been on dates where I knew that the girl made more. I mean, not plenty, maybe like 3 dates where I knew that the girl was making more than me. And I paid anyways because I wanted to, you know, like you said, the mm-hmm. the norm or whatever. But I think that if the girl stepped up and paid, like, I think, like, I don't think there should be any difference. I think it'd be really? Badass if a girl stepped up and was like, fucking let me pay. Obviously, I'm not gonna let them pay. But if I was a poor college student. If I was a handsome ass poor college student and I'm on a date with like a Corinna Koff type motherfucker and she's paying for it, I'm like, dude, that's hot. That's fire.
That bitch makes a lot. Yeah, there's something sexy to that. But if I was Corinna Koff, I personally would not be down.
So if you were Corinna Koff
mm-hmm.
and you're making that level of bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're making
Young Gravy bread.
You're making Young Gravy bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're on a date with a guy who's in college who doesn't have any money, but he's a male and you're a female, and you go on a date to, let's say, Morimoto, somewhere where the bill comes out, $300. You have bread. Look at you. You have bread. This kid's in college. He doesn't have bread. Are you going to make him pay? Or are you going to like pull up and be like, what's up?
If I'm trying to just fuck, I'm paying. If I'm looking for long term, I'm not paying for shit. Bottom line, boom, done.
So if he pays, are you going to throw him?
Not necessarily, but okay. Then he has a chance. Damn, you're really coming back with like some challenging questions. You're good. You just started a podcast.
I should, yeah. I get that all the time. Is they'd be like, oh, damn, Gravy, you talk like a motherfucker. People always say that. I'd rather do voice acting than a podcast. You know, there's so many podcasts. I love all the podcasts I do. They're all great. Shout out to everybody that I've been on your podcast. But I want to do like voice acting, you know?
Wait, I want to do that. I swear to God, I've been wanting to do it for like the last 10 years.
Let's go voice act together.
That's what?
Let's go voice act together. After our first date, let's do it.
Okay, let's fucking do it. Okay, Matthew, Young Gravy, thank you so much for coming on. There were highs, there were lows. We laughed, we cried. I don't know what the fuck happened, but.
We got horny for sure.
We got horny as fuck. We had a porn star say she wanted to fuck us. Well, mostly me, but also you were invited to. Yeah, they wanted to fuck
both of us at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Yeah.
Gravy, you are one of the most favorite guests I've had on. Where can they find you?
Just anywhere. Just look up Young Gravy. It's not that
Y-U-N-G.
Hard. Y-U-N-G. But if you search it the wrong way, it'll probably still come up.
Okay. And you guys know where to find me. Sophie with an F. Franklin with a Y because my parents fucking hate me. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Just add the number 0 to it. And that's it for this week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Voice acting.